So, moving on to our second game recap of Week 3, we have APH 2 versus the Panthers. APH 2 wound up taking this one 20-12. So, if you remember that last week, I did preview this game, and my prediction was, you know, the Panthers didn't have a great record coming into this game, but they're a lot better than the record reflects. That being said, I didn't think the Panthers would have quite the firepower to be able to take this one, and that's pretty much what came up happening. The Panthers had a very good game. You know, Denis Moreau did complete over 50% of his passes. He's passed for 125 yards, 2 touchdowns. That's some amazing passing yards there. But just a bit short of what APH 2 were able to do. But, you know, save the Panthers here one before we go over to APH. Michael Gay was clearly the superstar receiver for the Panthers. 8 targets, 5 receptions, 99 receiving yards. So if we look at this percentage-wise, he accounted for nearly 50% of the targets. Upwards of 75% of the receiving yards, but none of the touchdowns. Fantastic game for Michael Gay. Obviously a supremely talented receiver. That being said, and for those of you who've been listening to my articles all season, you're going to know I've said this before, you need to vary up your passing offense. If all your passing yards go to one single player, if it all goes to the same person, as good as that one receiver might be, it's not a sustainable way of moving the ball and producing offense. Defenses clue into that. They man him up. They shut him down. They double cover him. They change their defense. There's 36 different things they can do to adapt to that. But the end result is a decent defense can always take away the top guy. So once you take away the top receiver, the question is, well, what can the Panthers do with their supporting cast? And this game, they did a great job. They completed passes to 5 different other receivers. Maxime Breton leading the charge there with 3 targets, 12 receiving yards, and a touchdown. Junior Noel might have only caught the ball once for 2 yards, but he made it count with a 2-yard touchdown pass. So they did a good job spreading the ball. If they want to win, they need to do a better job spreading the ball. Because, you know, when 80% or so of your receiving yards are going to the same player, you're not going to be able to be sustainable long term. Now, on the defensive side of the ball, I'd like to see that they had some very decent tackling. They had, you know, a total of 6 tackles, an interception, a defended pass. So it means they're limiting those yards after the catch. Quarterback Denis Moreau did a great job. 2 tackles and an interception is really a defensive leader. And if I want to say one more area where this Panthers team can improve is running the ball. They only ran the ball 2x for 9 yards. And FPF Jr., the run game is just a huge part of your offense. You're limited in the amount of runs because they're so potent. And when you're only running for a total of, you know, 10 yards, there's more to be gained there. It wasn't a bad performance. You know, 5 yards per rush attempt is nothing to be laughed at. But there's room for improvement. If you can get upwards of 10 yards per rush attempt, you know your rushing attack's going well. Now, if you turn our attention to APH 2, I've already said, APH 2 for me is talent and experience. No one sums up the talent and experience more than Marcus D'Alessandro. He's been in the league for a number of years now, has always been one of my favorite quarterbacks. And this game, he completed 6 of his 8 passes, which is really a fantastic total. Over 62 yards, 2 touchdowns, and I'm sure he would have loved to got that interception back, but you know, he's still able to lead his team to victory. And a new quarterback who I haven't seen before, Matteo Tamburello, came into this game, completed 8 passes of 15, above 50% completion rate, passed for more yards than Marcus D'Alessandro of 67, and also threw a touchdown of his own, and most impressively, kept that 0 on the interception sheet, which is crucial. If you throw 2 interceptions in a game, it's very rare that you're going to win. Now, Matteo Tamburello wasn't just a quarterback. He was also the team's leading touchdown man. Offensively as a receiver with 2 touchdowns for 35 yards. And yes, both of those receptions were good for touchdowns. If they weren't looking towards Matteo Tamburello, they're probably looking towards Dimitri Tsimbiris, who had 4 receptions on all 4 of his targets. So that sure-handed receiver who doesn't drop the ball is just a huge plus. So he finished the game with 36 receiving yards and a touchdown. What I really love to see about this APH offense is that they had 1, 2, 3, 4 different receivers with more than 3 targets, which is really a great thing to see. It means they're spreading the ball around. It means different receivers are catching the ball, and it's keeping the opposing defense on their toes. On the defensive side of the ball, wow, Matteo Tamburello again, 3 tackles, 1 deception, a PD, and he came up huge of his team's only interception. So really, the star of this game has to be Tamburello with 2 receptions, 2 TD receptions, 1 TD pass, and an interception. Quite the game. Rushing again, Matteo Tamburello, 2 rushes, 27 yards. So, congratulations, you had a great game, young man. But now people are going to realize that, you know, you're a superstar in the making, and they're going to start covering you a bit more. You're going to come into a game, and people are going to know your number. They'll be going, oh, there he is, and you're going to be covered a bit harder. So, for APH2 going on here from the season, I think a good challenge will be, will you be able to win when Matteo Tamburello has a bit more attention and he's covered a bit more? So it's going to be a great end of the season for APH2. They've been having a great year, and I can't wait to see how it all winds up.